The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 19th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Nora Ephron, New York City, 1941, director and screenwriter. Has written and directed 19 movies, including Sleepless in Seattle, When Harry Met Sally, and Silkwood. It's the birthday of Malcolm X, born Malcolm Little, in Omaha, 1925, published his autobiography in 1964. It's the birthday of the playwright Lorraine Hansberry, born in Chicago, 1930. When she was 8 years old, her father, who was a real estate broker, had a friend of his from work buy a house for him in a white neighborhood. A few weeks after the family moved in, they were attacked by an angry mob, and Lorraine just missed being hit by a brick thrown through her bedroom window. Her father took the case to the Illinois Supreme Court and won. 1959, a case that paved the way for racial desegregation in cities across the country. It was that experience that gave Lorraine Hansberry the idea for her famous play, A Raisin in the Sun, which was produced on Broadway in 1959, about the Younger family who live in a little house on the south side of Chicago. They get a check for $10,000, a life insurance settlement, and they have to decide whether or not to move into a larger house in an all-white suburb. The title of the play taken from a poem by Langston Hughes. It was Lorraine Hansberry's first play, A Raisin in the Sun. She was 28 years old. She read the first part of the play out loud one night to a group of friends that included a music publisher named Philip Rose, who volunteered to produce the play, though he'd never done that before, but his friend Sidney Poitier arranged for the director Lloyd Richards to take on the project. It opened March 1959 on Broadway, Sidney Poitier, Claudia McNeil, Louis Gossett in the cast. It was a huge hit. It ran for more than 500 performances, the first Broadway play to be written by a black woman, and for most members of the audience, the first time they'd ever seen the life of a regular black family portrayed on stage or in film. It opened the way for other black playwrights, including August Wilson and Antosaki Shange, and was made into a movie in 1961. Here's a poem for today by Cecilia Wolick, entitled Waking Elsewhere. I woke up dreaming my mother's garden, fields in autumn, green turning gold, grasses sighed down in the late dark sun. And here will be corn, she was saying, tomatoes, flowers I never knew she loved. I woke to a child climbing into my bed, 4-year-old girl of my sister's son, hair like silk and the color of wheat falling into her eyes, begging me to get up. And in my mother's kitchen, the strong light smelled of coffee and autumn, in fact, my mother, who hasn't gardened in 20 years, was taking a bath. I heard her splashing through the walls. It was October. The child came forward, one fresh egg cupped in her palm. I woke up dreaming the harrowed fields, sharp with stubble, my mother's lands. She was already preparing for spring. She was already stepping naked from the bath, away from grief. A widow with work to do, weeds in the yard, and the child calling softly to me, come on, come on, come on. A poem by Cecilia Wolick, Waking Elsewhere, from her collection Late, published by Boa Editions Limited, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.